When did Thomas Massie start becoming a zaddy? For the boomers in the audience, that's an attractive older man. Now hold up. I'm not saying he's Ryan Gosling, but Massie is definitely trying to sex it up in Congress. And that is something I definitely didn't have on my 2025 bingo card. But since it's here, we must dissect it. So what's going on? He just shows up on TV with a whole new look for the year like it's nothing? I guess Matt Gaetz's stretched out, puffed up Botox face was too distracting for anyone to notice that Thomas Massie had a little bit of a makeover. But since I listen and watch every speech or interview that Mr. Massie has ever given, I took notice. Please, someone out there tell me it's not just me that picked up on this. Look, this is him before, regular nerd, and this is him now, a sexy nerd? And I can't believe I just said that. I'm going to go hide in the corner after this podcast. So how do we not have headlines saying Massie makeover? No glasses? Check. Oops, I didn't know I was sexy stubble? Check. Longer hair? Check. Weight loss? Double check. No tie, unbuttoned Mr. Cool Guy apparel? Check. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Did I accidentally drop acid over the new year, or did he? I just want to know who or what inspired this transformation. Massie is on a path to becoming a congressional smoke show to the point that Jamal Bowman may need to pull the fire alarm again. Remember that pic of Vance getting yassified that was circulating all over the interwebs over the summer? Nothing can help that fat fart look better ever in my book. Every time I see him, one of my eggs dies. But when Massie goes off and yassifies himself, and then people act like they ain't seeing nothing. This baddie just went and pulled a page out of the book titled Steps on How to Get Hunkier. Longer hair, always. No nerdy glasses, upgrade. Stubble, we'll see how that goes. No one needed to see any of the gray. Laid back clothes, 100%. Weight loss to define features, yes please. Someone please keep the whores away from this man. He is the United States' last hope of not rotting from the inside out. We all know whores ruin everything.
This is just admit that you're a whore and a slut and a harlot.
This is just really hard to get used to. He's a baddie known for talking about farming, his chicken tractors, and for sporting a debt tracker on his lapel. Yes, a debt tracker. If this keeps up, and he manages to keep improving his look, libertarian ladies everywhere are going to lose it. They're going to start swooning every time he flashes that sexy debt counter tracker. Talk about raw milk to me, baby! That's right, stud. You go audit that Fed. Again, I'm not saying he's Ryan Gosling. But in Congress, the men never, ever try to improve their appearance. Women are either sluts or a complete freak show. Meanwhile, the men can get by by just scraping their crusty ass off the floor and rolling into the chamber. We must take the upgrade in its context. For the last 4 years, it's been a non-stop freak fest. I've had to stare at this octogenarian, oops, I shit myself Biden, and then Trump, who is a walking bronzer stick that's full of shit. It's either Pussy Grabber Don or Corn Pop. It's weird and weirder. Humpty Dumpty and confusy. In the House, I've had to see Mike Johnson for the last 2 years. This is a man who looks like he irons his underwear. I mean, Massie went from spectacled geek to, oops, I forgot to shave. Look at me, I'm a cool bro. Thanks for caring about your appearance. That is rare in Congress. Washington is Hollywood for ugly people. For a few years there, the boys had Tulsi Gabbard. But it's about damn time one of the dudes decided to serve up some swagger for the women. Massie may be in his early 50s, but I say the next thing is for him to go get ripped. Maybe you should go work out with RFK Jr. I mean, if aliens are going to invade soon, I want to at least get the unexpected sideshow of Massie having a glow up. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.